Fantasy Basketball with TP Timeless of the Sport City Chefs. What do you got there, Ronis?
SiriusXM's only daily show dedicated entirely to the NBA is Off the Dribble. Join Justin Termini and Mike Dunleavy today from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern as they hit the hottest topics in the NBA. Hear it on Sirius 92, XM 208, and online on SportsZone. Plus, you can follow the show on Twitter at SXM Basketball and like SiriusXM Basketball on Facebook.
All right, coming up next, we'll talk some fantasy basketball with Tyrone Powell, also known as TP Timeless of the Sport City Chefs here on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. Hoops Talk next, coming up. We are the Roto Experts from RotoExperts.com here on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, XM 87, Sirius 210. Time to talk some fantasy hoops, Ronis. You ready?
Of course.
All right. To do that, we welcome in from the Sport City Chefs, it is Tyrone Powell, also known as TP Timeless. TP, how you feeling today?
I'm doing all right. How you fellas feeling this morning?
Good, feeling good. You know, I wish I would have got more points from Gerald Green last night because I thought Stevenson wasn't going to play, but then I found out too late and I couldn't get him in my daily fantasy basketball lineup. And then Brandon Jennings didn't give me the kind of points I wanted last night either. But you know what though, with TP, it's a new day and lots more to talk about. And first question I want to ask you is, Bradley Beal has been servicing my team really nicely. You know, what do you expect from Beal going forward?
I think Bradley Beal will be a big pickup fantasy-wise just because that he had the exposure of knocking down shots and having the load put on him outside of what John Wall hasn't been there for quite some time. So right now is a good time to pick him up on a fantasy team, and I think he's ready. He doesn't have that rookie jitter situation. I think he's a clean pickup to try and do more in the Eastern Conference.
The Kyle Lowry situation gets more cloudy every day. He gets injured early in the game. They rule him out. Then he comes back in the fourth quarter, lights it up, scores 21 points in 15 minutes, but then he injures his ankle again. We know he's been bothered by injuries. If he's healthy and Jose Calderon's healthy, do you see Lowry's minutes going up?
I would hope so. The thing is, you just hit the nail on the head, is that he is an injury-prone guy. This guy's been in and out of that roster. And the Raptors are actually fighting for a spot to be somewhere in the Eastern Conference. A lot of teams like to pick on him, but he definitely has the capability. He's had to shoulder a load while he was down there in Houston. And right now it's time for him to show himself down there, well, up there in Toronto, excuse me.
We're talking to Tyrone Powell, also known as TP Timeless from the Sport City Chefs. Check him out on his website and also at fantasybasketball.com. That's FAN2CBasketball.com, where him and Royce King are always breaking it down. What about Chandler Parsons? You know, I love the season that he's been having, but I'm finding some non-believers out there that don't think he can keep it up.
I actually like Chandler Parsons because he can shoot the ball. He's a 6'9 guy that can definitely attack the goal, too. He can dribble the ball. He's not scared to put the ball on the floor. And he's a small forward and actually can go down there and play the post. So he can get you some rebounds, too. His 6'9 frame is definitely available to do intricate things for that Rockets team. And the one thing about the Rockets team is James Harden is moving the ball outside of him scoring, and that opens up a guy like Chandler Parsons. So that is definitely an extreme pickup if he's available in a fantasy league.
Is Eric Gordon is he someone you look to sell on if you own him at this point? Are you concerned about him staying healthy long term? We know what he can do when he's healthy and he's an explosive scorer, and he played 32 minutes last night. What do you do with Eric Gordon?
About time he gets back on the floor. That's what I can say. While he's actually cooking and getting good minutes, I mean, you should hang on to him because that's the one thing about the Hornets right now. They're a young team, and they need a shooter like him that's been through the NBA. So I would hang on to him right now because you don't want to let him go, and he actually gives the rest of the season a good go. To get good, valuable minutes outside of him and Anthony Davis, I think that those two could collectively make some things happen and actually grow. So Eric Gordon could actually be a big mainstay on a fantasy roster.
I used Earl Clark last night in Daily Fantasy Basketball on DraftKings.com, and he kind of disappointed me. A lot of people were pointing to Clark, you know, as a good plug-in in Daily Fantasy Basketball, and if you need some short-term forward help. What are you expecting from Clark in the near and longer term?
In the near future, I expect a lot of minutes out of this guy just because of the injuries that these guys are dealing with and how there's no real face to the Lakers outside of Kobe. I mean, of course you got Kobe doing his thing and Dwight Howard's going to get you his rebounds, but nobody else is really stepping up to be that guy. And Clark is actually the new face that's getting his feel in within the roster. I think he could definitely be a valuable pickup because the one thing that he's looking at is he has to impress the coach, and he's scoring the ball, he's rebounding. He's one of those utility guys that you don't want to get rid of. So the near future, it just depends on in the long-term scheme of things. Once Powell gets healthy, I think his minutes will decline. But right now, it's a valuable pickup.
Anthony Davis has struggled lately. Double-digit points just three times in the last eight games, 23 minutes or less in three of the last four. Is this a concern or just a poor stretch for him and he'll get going?
I think he'll get going, but it is a concern at the same time. I think it's a mixture of both. The one thing about it is he is young. This is his rookie season. He has to worry about all of the teams in the Western Conference. The Western Conference is the better conference to me. And they know about him. That's probably why those numbers are down for him. They're not going to let him get his shots off and end up scoring those 23-point games. They're going to make sure that they keep him out of it and try to get beat by one player.
Taking a look at Stephen Curry, now it's a knee problem. He didn't practice Tuesday, but he's expected to play tonight. With Stephen, it always seems like it's something, or, you know, is this something to be concerned about or something you just don't worry about? You know, I drafted Curry last year, and like he drove me crazy. He's been mostly healthy up until this point.
It's a concern, but I don't want to let Steph go, because he's a great shooter. He'll help you 3-point up. Field goals. He's also a great free throw shooter as well. The main concern is if he can stay healthy. It is his leg problems. You know, he has knee and ankle situations that always seem to clam and bother him, but I definitely wouldn't let him go. If he's injured, he's going to sit on the bench until he gets back. It's kind of like your coach with your best trigger man on your roster. Are you ready to give it a go? And you put him back in. That's how I look at Steph Curry, because he's actually helped excite the team as much as possible, and Mark Jackson believes in him a great deal.
Are there enough minutes for Wilson Chandler to be productive now that he's back in Denver? Only 18 minutes last night, did have 13 points and 6 boards. But is there enough outside of a deeper league to roster Wilson Chandler right now?
That's extremely questionable. The reason why I say that is because Gallinari is playing some good basketball. And they've been actually believing in Jordan Hamilton as well. So Wilson Chandler, I mean, he'll get you those knick-knack stats, but I don't think that that's a mainstay on a fantasy roster. That's just me just looking at Wilson, and he can be effective on a defensive end. He does the nice, interesting things on the floor, but I don't know if I'm going to pick him up fantasy-wise. That's something I will watch out for.
All right, Tyrone Powell, also known as TP Timeless. Check him out at SportsCityChefs.com. That's SportsCityChefs.com. You can check out his wide-ranging array of interviews from himself and his staff. And he also helps the guys out over at FantasyBasketball.com. That's FAN2CBasketball.com. TP, thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you, and God bless.
All right, little fantasy basketball hit for you there, and how'd you do on DraftKings last night there?
Not good. Got crushed by...